This week, the top accolades in science, the Nobel Prizes, have been announced. And first, let's find out who got the chemistry prize. Khalil Thurloway.
The Nobel Prize for Chemistry has been awarded this year to the Frenchman Jean-Pierre Sauvage, the British Sir Fraser Stoddart, and the Dutch Bernard Feringa for their work on the world's tiniest machines. You might think that computers, phones, and other gadgets have become pretty compact in recent years, but that's nothing compared to what these three scientists have achieved. Their pioneering work has led to the creation of miniature machines the size of molecules. Most molecules are held together by bonds which hold the atoms tightly together. But to make a machine, you need parts that can move relative to each other, like wheels and hinges. Sauvage took the first step when he joined two ring-shaped molecules together, like links in a chain. This structure allows the two rings to move around just like chain links would. This showed that molecules could be joined and still retain their mobility. But two linked rings aren't in themselves a particularly useful machine. Stoddart built on this idea and came up with a structure that looks and acts like a wheel on an axle. A ring-shaped molecule was able to rotate around a long, thin molecule. Stoddart had literally reinvented the wheel. Feringa then took the field a leap further still when he invented the molecular motor. This extraordinary light-powered motor has sufficient power to move objects much larger than itself, and Feringa has even designed a so-called nanocar, a four-wheeled molecular structure that can drive forwards when activated by light. The field of molecular machines, which Sauvage, Stoddart, and Feringa pioneered, is still in its infancy, but its potential applications could impact every aspect of our lives. The ability to create such minuscule machines opens up a whole world of possibilities in materials, medicine, engineering, and many, many other fields.
It's incredible, isn't it? But actually, it's not nearly as mind-boggling as the Physics Prize, which, as the Daily Telegraph put it, was for work so baffling it needed to be described using bagels.